Hi, friends. I'm Scott. This is What a Weird Week, a show where we count down the top 10 weird news stories of the week. You can like and subscribe to our podcast. You can see our show notes blog. You can check us out on YouTube. Find everything at shownotes.page. Shownotes.page.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
This is Season 4, Episode 45, first published on Friday, August the 4th, 2023. The Real Estate Agent and the $20,000 Drink of Milk.
10.
Number 10 to kick things off is that real estate agent who made themselves at home a little too much and had to pay for it. This happened in BC, where an agent was in a house alone waiting to show it to some interested buyers. The homeowners had a camera set up. Later review of the camera footage appeared to show the real estate agent open the fridge, take out the milk, drink straight from the container, and then put the container back in the fridge. The real estate agent lost a client over this and also agreed to pay a $20,000 fine. Dairy products in the weird news for the second straight week. I don't know if you caught last week's episode. You can go back and check it out. It was about cocaine cheese. Anyway, dairy products.
9.
Number 9, playing harp while very high results in a world record. Musician Siobhan Brady of Ireland used this Guinness record to raise money for cystic fibrosis research, making the world a better place. She performed a brief harp concert while on top of Mount Kilimanjaro. So that's a world record for the highest harp performance. If you wanted to beat this record, you'd need to get higher than 5,895 meters. And it ain't easy lugging a harp up a dormant volcano. Hats off to the harp hauling team. Imagine training for this. You'd have to nail the set list, right? You'd also have to be very fit, nail the whole mountain climbing aspect, and then hauling the thing up the mountain. At some point, you're like, can't we just do a harmonica concert? You know what I mean? So this is quite a detailed world record, and all in the name of charity. If you want more details on this, see the photos and stuff, click the show notes or go shownotes.page. 'What a Weird Week. We count down the weird news items of the week. Thank you for listening. Streaming on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio.
8.
Coming in at number 8 this week, Swifties cause earthquake. The headline from the CBC, when Taylor Swift performed Shake It Off in Seattle, Swifties literally shook the earth. This concert in Seattle last week was at Lumen Field. Next door to the field is the equipment that measures earth vibrations. Just happens that it's next door. The scientists can't say for sure if it was the fans dancing or the sound system that made the earth move. But it was like a 2.3 earthquake. What we used to call back in the day a 2.3 on the Richter scale. They don't use the Richter scale anymore, but a 2.3. Swifties, I love the energy. Let's harness that.
7.
Number 7 is the Change Your Name to Subway story. Subway sub shops in the United States ran a contest this week where you could win free subs for life. All you had to do to be eligible was be willing to legally change your first name to Subway. Classic publicity stunt, but I got very excited about it. Now, I'm also very hungry. I wasn't eligible in Canada, but I got thinking about it and I would do it in a heartbeat. For free subs for life, imagine the savings. Imagine the time savings. Someone else, a Subway sandwich artist, is preparing your meal. You don't even have to worry about meal prep. And then, of course, the deliciousness of this prize. I would do it. I think I'd do it for one sub right now because I'm hungry. At time of recording this show, we don't have a winner yet, but we know their name's going to be Subway. I guess there's that. So I guess we can say congratulations to Subway. Subway Jones. Maybe it's Subway Jones. I'm not sure about that. This is What a Weird Week with Subway Jones. We count down the 10 weirdest news stories of the week.
Six.
Number six, when beasts emerge from the ocean and chase people off the beach. That's pretty exciting, right? Luckily, the sea lions didn't get a hold of any beachgoers and devour them, which I assume that's what would happen, but I'm not an animal expert and I live in moose country, so not sure about that. This happened at La Jolla Cove in San Diego. During sea lion mating season the other day, the sea lions get a bit more aggressive this time of year, so a few sea lions emerged from the ocean at La Jolla Cove in San Diego, and people ran away. That's it. That's the whole story, but the video is breathtaking. They're a beautiful creature. We'll link to it in the show notes. This is a bit of what it sounded like. You can hear the lifeguard saying, I paraphrase, but, "Run, everyone! Those are sea lions!" Something like that.
Please give back large male sea lion plenty
of room. They have
fit people and they are protected animals.
If you hadn't have told me everybody was okay, that sounds pretty terrifying.
Five.
Number five, the zoo had to issue a press release insisting the bear wasn't just a guy in a suit. Maybe you saw this one. It got picked up a lot. A zoo in eastern China has addressed the rumor that their bears are people in suits. These are sun bears, which happen to be the smallest of the bears. A video that got shared around the internet shows a sun bear up on two skinny legs and just weird enough to make you think, wait a minute, should I ask for my money back? I mean, I paid to see bears, not actors. The zoo issued a press release statement, and after reading it, I'm satisfied that the bears are real. Well, I'm about 60-40. I'm about 50-50. I'm about 25% that the bears are real. It keeps changing. This show is called What a Weird Week. Thank you for listening to it. We count down the 10 weird news items of the week.
Four.
Number four, play Uno, get paid. Mattel, the toy company, wants to hire a chief Uno player. Successful candidate will play and teach others to play the newest Uno game, Uno Quattro. And essentially, you'd be an Uno influencer. It's a 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, for 4 weeks job that pays $4,444. It's a lot of fours, you guys. In case you missed it, the new Uno game is called Uno Quattro, so they're leaning into the Quattro. Sounds like a pretty good gig if you like the card games. I'm going to float this one out here, Uno. If you really are serious about this, let's get some Uno going in various casinos around the world. Hey? Listen, did I just come up with a brilliant? No, it's not brilliant. Oh, okay, never mind.
Three.
Number three, another gator in Pennsylvania. Kayakers reported seeing a 4-foot-long alligator on the banks of the Kiski River. The Lower Kiski Swiftwater Rescue Flood Response and Public Safety Dive Team's social media posted an alligator heads up. The area is maybe 40 minutes away from Pittsburgh, maybe a bit more. I just Google mapped it real quick. They think someone released a pet gator into the wild. It is legal to have a pet alligator in Pennsylvania. We've had stories like this on the program before. A 4-foot-long gator. Now, I'm a Canadian. I don't know from gators, but I'm going to say that's a man-eater. Hey? Thanks for checking out What a Weird Week, the top 10 countdown of weird news items from the news. The weird news items from the news. Let's rewrite that one next time.
Two.
We're at number two in the countdown. Number two is, would you drink beer made from water that came from your shower drain? Nope. Next story. All right, there's a little bit more to it. The beer name is Epic One Water Brew. It's made from the recycled water from shower drains, sinks, and the washing machines at a San Francisco apartment building. This seems to be more of a publicity stunt to raise awareness of the water purification skills of the company Epic Clean Tech. They teamed up with a local brewery to make this wobbly pop, but they can't sell the beer because right now it's illegal. You can't legally sell a beverage made from recycled water. The article gets way into the details of how the system works, and here's hoping they save us all from ourselves with their water conservation techniques. It seems like maybe on-site water treatment is the wave of the future instead of one giant water treatment plant somewhere across town. But, you know, citation needed. The link is in the show notes, or click shownotes.page if you want to get into that. Honorable mention. Another week, another push-ups record. Shout out to Ben Hoops Hooper, who continues to pump out the weirdness for UPI. We saw this story on the UPI service. This is one of the most covered records in the history of the program What a Weird Week. Guinness World Records announced the other day that a 35-year-old guy from Romania named Pop has set a new world record by doing 3,378 push-ups in 1 hour. A few episodes ago, we talked about the Australian Daniel Scali, who did 3,200 and some push-ups. That record made the news a few weeks ago, and it's already no longer a world record. What is up? Is there something I'm doing wrong about push-ups? Is it actually fun to do push-ups? What's wrong with my technique? Everything? Okay. Oh, fair. Fair statement. This is What a Weird Week, a weird countdown about weird news, hosted by a weirdo. That one had a ring to it.
One.
Okay, here we go. Number one in our top 10 countdown of weird news. There's been a shakeup in the competitive face canning space. This is another world record that we featured before on the program. It lasted longer than the push-ups world record. Does that mean it's harder than doing thousands of push-ups? I don't know. You be the judge. From the Guinness World Records folks, here's the quote. Shunichi Kano's can-do attitude has enabled him to reclaim the record for the most drink cans placed on the head using air suction. Kano of Japan stuck 11 cans to his head, and that breaks the old record of 10 that was set by Jamie Canhead Keaton in 2022. We talked about Jamie Canhead before, and maybe it sounds familiar. If you've been with the program a while, it's nuggets like that that have built us up to one of the top 4,000 podcasts in the weird news space. Just before we wrap it up here, I want to say, this weekend, if you're sitting around contemplating, doing the soul searching, what is my legacy? If that's you, know that I'm going through it too. And if, like me, you have a big forehead, why aren't we trying to set this world record? Having a big forehead apparently gives you an incredible advantage. Let's get 12 cans stuck to our heads, you guys. Let's do it. This has been What a Weird Week. Thank you for listening. You can get our podcast, all the show notes, everything we talked about. If you go to shownotes.page, you can get back to all of that jazz. And thank you for streaming on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio.